A Second Cat Show with your host, Kathleen Hall.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour, and I am your host, Kat Nicholson. Today is Tuesday, December the 5th. It is 8:01 a.m. Pacific time. I'm so excited to be with you from sunny Central Florida this morning, and I hope you're all out in the world staying warm. You know, being a Floridian now for some years, I'm always... If it hit 60, I'm kind of saying I'm freezing, but I know it's way worse in so many places, so I don't want to be cranky about it. However, it is a little brisk and it's feeling good, and I cannot believe it's holiday season and here we are. I can't believe it. We're at the end of the 2023 year. I know it's been up and down a little bit for us the last few months, simply because we've had so much going on. I am going to make an announcement. I have a class scheduled, guys, that is about to take place. And I'm going to move it. And this is my first time. This is my first announcement because I just found out that I'm going to have another house full. We've done some renovation, unfortunately, that created quite a disaster through the house. And so with that being said, I have a lot to do. You know, I have a lot of people in and out. I'm going to put it off until the 14th, 1 week. I know we're going into retrograde season. It's a perfect time to come back. It's a perfect time to learn. If you are registered and I'm going to go ahead and put the links out through the system this week to make it definite for next Thursday. I apologize for the delay. I did not expect a little project to turn into a big, like a construction zone and then some. And we won't waste time on that because I want to get to your readings. But it's definitely, it was an unexpected happenstance for sure. I'm super, super grateful to be back in my office, nice and clear. And someone just said something. Let me say good morning to all of you coming in the room. You are piling in here. I am so grateful that you are with me today. I'll be answering your questions soon. If you're listening for the first time, we are on Facebook over at 1-2 Radio, and you're welcome to come on in anytime. It's a private page. Nobody can see what we're saying except amongst each other. And I'm super happy that you're all here. So Nadine said something this morning. I want to get right into it because the further along we are, you know, within our own spiritual journey, your spiritual journey, no matter what, is your spiritual journey. And no one can take that away from you. No one can really, yes, we get altered by external forces and other energies, but no one can really take us off course because I don't know about you, but if somebody's trying to tug me a certain way, perhaps try to get my attention on a certain belief system, you know, my body will kind of kick and scream, and I'm sure yours does too. It's nice to be open to new ideas. It's nice to really look at and feel how many of you have been in a situation where maybe you don't agree with something that you're learning, or you don't believe it's true, or and your spirit reacts, your body reacts, you kind of kick and scream and go, no, 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 this isn't right for me. I've had a lot of experience this year, and I'm opening the room if you want to share, because Nadine is saying, she's looking to learn about emphatic protection. She's saying it occurs naturally. That's exactly what I feel too. And more as we are, you know, when you continue along your own spiritual journey Your body and your spirit are going to speak to you loudly. And that is your connection, of course, with your higher power, whether it be God or whatever that means to you, the universe. No matter what that is, your body, heart, spirit, whatever, however you receive your information or your own self-preservation, it's going to scream loud, it's going to tug you in a different direction, whatever it may be. So over time, as you get more experienced or more perhaps going into certain avenues or openings of things coming through, you are automatically going to do something, or I should say systematically going to respond in your own very own personal way. If somebody tries to change my mind, I actually feel sorry for them, but I'm sure you will all say the same. So Nadine is asking about some emphatic protection. We are going to go over a lot of that because sometimes, over time it becomes more like an automatic response, or perhaps we become more tolerant to others' ideas or something we're learning. And yet we know deep down when we act a certain way that we're kind of getting a little bit of a resistance or a kickback. And I love paying attention to things like that. And so what happens when we're activated, body, mind, and spirit, where everything's really coming together, I believe that we get louder and louder. I always call them symptoms, but if I have some loud symptoms taking place within me, I know, whether it be walking in a room, participating in an experience, being out on my own, or even in a silly grocery store or wherever, we know when we're in the wrong place. I truly believe that. So let me come in the room. And Nadine, Renee, I know some of you here. There are some others out there listening that have signed up, and we're going to go ahead on the 14th. Again, I just want my entire home to be in a place of peace to meet with you guys. I have become very, very fussy in my older age about working with you in any capacity, unfortunately, within my own psyche, more perfect conditions. And so, back in the day, maybe a dozen years ago or so, it was easier for me to perhaps be in a not so perfect condition, but now it's like I can't have one speck of dust when I teach a class, or one thing out of place, or it's become quite interesting, the journey. So I apologize for any delays, or even when I'm not here live with you. It's really for everybody's highest and best, and I sincerely mean that. I'm never playing hooky, but I've know this year it's been very, I'm fussy, and so it's coming through, and I want to be nothing but the best with you. So that's why sometimes you'll see it's a little up and down, but always know that I have your best interests at heart, and that comes first now, okay? No matter what. All right, it's always come first, but as we alter and we grow as individuals, and as we're on this path over time, we're gonna ebb and flow with the energy and our own cycles to align with your cycles. Mary, I'm coming to you. Let me go ahead and refresh the room. I know Terry Campbell is in the chat room. Good morning, Terry. Terry is a One to Listen psychic astrologer. Thank you so much for being here today. I truly appreciate it. I want to say good morning to Mary and Maya and Tiffany, Nadine and Kat. Happy belated birthday. Yes, we will get there today, I promise. I think I want to say I made you wait a little bit, but I didn't intend on not being here last week. Tara, hello to you. Patricia, good morning. And I know you all know, yes, there is so much Alishea, hi, and to you as well. She says it's 34 Joni High and Jim, good morning. And all of you coming in, if I miss you, please know I'm totally with you and I'm really, really excited about that. So how many of you, I was thinking this morning, I feel a lot of releasing of like the monkey on your back or the monkey on our back, so to speak. I feel like a little at a time, I don't know about you, but things are starting to really like peel back. And maybe something was holding you up or holding you back. And now you feel like a clearing. And I'm hoping as the year progresses, it's 11:11 here in Titusville, Florida. I'm always excited to see those numbers. But how many of you have recognized that you have been releasing since this full moon, the last full moon of our 2023 year? How many of you have been releasing that so-called monkey on your back and getting some good relief out of it? Because I think it was hell. I think it was Kelly McLean who I saw on Facebook say something like, you know, that Gemini moon, you know, pretty much F you or, you know, whatever it did, but it shook a lot of things up. But at the same time, now that we're on, you know, coming away from it, going towards our new moon cycle, I could really tell things have maybe shook up and now all settling in. And so, and with a sense of relief almost, I feel, as we prepare to really look forward to this new year, I feel wholeheartedly that you're really going to come into a new year with more lighthearted energy. Okay, so there's a lot going on in the world. We're absorbing so many things. There are so many occurrences that Nadine says before there are big earth changes, her body goes through an intense time one way or another. She knows something's about to happen with the earth. And there have been many devastating circumstances, no matter how we cut it, you know? And so it's a much, much harder cycle externally. But then so what we have to say, Jim says he's embraced the mindset of not his monkey, not his problem, which I absolutely love. And it's good because, but we do have our own little monkeys from time to time. We got to kind of peel it off, you know. We innocently decided it was time to redo our floors, which have been waiting for about a year and a half. And I thought it was okay because somebody else was going to do the work and Steve is still recovering and it was calm and let's get it done before the holidays. So we had been waiting quite some time to do it. And I was so naive, I think, in my thinking, or I don't know, naive, probably not the word, but I was like, all right. And the night before I was really nervous. And why would I be so nervous over, this thing? And I don't know, Steve said, you know, I'm feeling really nervous about this. And it basically turned into beautiful floors, a total house nightmare. No precaution was taken to protect our things. So it was kind of like a big, you know, shock. And when we're going through these things so close to our space, like I had said, you know, why I wasn't around, you know, for a live show last week was because I have to have that peace of mind now, so much more close to home than I ever have, because the external world is so crazy. And it's so disheartening to see what happens all over. So it's much more important. And you know, I want to say that as time goes on for all of you, your internal world, your private space, your personal being, all of this is so important to tend to and maintain and really truly be with it. in a place of stillness or calm because of what's going on and what things like Nadine are saying. So I really, really feel this for all of you. I am going to really work on some of these things with you this coming new year. We're going to do a lot more teaching than we have also on the show, and really taking some chances with you to open up to some different strategies and you know, maybe have a new spiritual game plan for the coming year that really helps out, okay, while the rest of the world's going crazy. So it's, you are your own responsibility no matter what. And I feel that you're taking matters into your own hands. And I love that. Let's come into the room and take a peek at some questions. Tara, you're jumping at me first. Kat, I will not forget you. You're in the back of my brain on my left side. So we're going to see what's happening. Tara says, good morning. My sister recommended an app for directing clients. Does this seem like a good idea or stress? Hold on a second. Stress and a money grab. I already feel it. I mean, I'm pulling a few cards, but I tend to believe it looks like a little money grab to me. And I'm not saying it can't. I would, Tara, you know, there's another way. I mean, I'm basically saying to wait. There's a clear message to hold off at least until after the new year. And really what I'm thinking is after the 9th of January, because I'm thinking of that Pluto cycle. In any case, I would consider waiting and at least 4 weeks, and let's reevaluate then. And please come back and ask me. I'm getting that there's another way as well. And so I'm not saying clients wouldn't come, but would it be worth it? And then I feel like they may add on some like more costs. Like if you do this, we'll pay for this. Or I mean, if you pay for this, we'll do this. Or if, and they'll, it seems like it's overwhelming. Now, this is, I'm not a firm no forever. I am a firm pause for 4 weeks and we'll revisit. Okay. And I hope that's fair. That sounds like we're coming right into the retrogrades over on the 1st of January. And, that feels like it's about right for the 4 weeks. Okay. All right. I hope that makes sense. And I also believe there is another avenue that may be even better for you. Okay. My gut says the same. Okay, good. All right, let's just wait. Very good. All right, let's see who's next here. Now, Kat, I'm going to come to you because my left ear. So what I want to say first, strong message here, and happy, happy belated birthday to you. Whatever was swirling around in the past, your past, you know, the spirit wants me to remind you that it's time to put the past in the past and really think about moving forward. Or, and I can see you kind of looking back and looking at that, you know, as C.A. Brooks used to say it, the rear view mirror instead of the windshield. And I feel like you're turning back. So you have a last view at some things that occurred in the past. But this year, I feel after the new year, specifically 2024, by the third week or fourth week of January, I really feel like you could put your head to the future and or the now, you know, it, at that moment, in that moment, day to day, maybe in the now, but looking ahead instead of behind. So this energy of, first, I see your head going to the left, straight, left, straight, you know, turning back and forth, like really wanting to still stay in that past energy, but then and then it's really, really smooth transition moving into the new year, fourth week of January, really smoothly looking ahead and living in a bit of a different mindset, I would say. Now, the temperance energy is reminding you that even though you've had some, maybe you felt like you were in a bit of quicksand or certain relationships with others may have not worked out the way you thought. Maybe at one time they brought you joy and now they no longer, this kind of thing. I feel with that being said, moving into this next year, these are invaluable experiences and lessons that you can take on into a new cycle. And you are going to feel stuck for a tiny bit longer, and then you're just going to have like a big breakthrough. So I believe come late January, things will start to really look different for you and feel different. And then by March, we'll have a different conversation, because I also feel work or some kind of interest that you take under your or within yourself is going to really bear some fruit or bear. I want to say like the roots are going to be deeper, something like this. Okay. And I do hope that helps. Let me just pull one more card. So temperance is saying to be a little patient, in a bigger picture. Yeah. We got some good Pisces energy this coming, spring for you. I think it's going to be a lot about healing more, and also practicing emotional boundaries and maybe not being washed away with it, you know, or not letting things absorb you as much as before, where you're going to have some healthier boundaries as well. I do hope that helps, but your sensitivity is coming into an all-time high. And that is going to bring blessings. And so you're not going to ignore any of these signs. I'm going to call them signs and symptoms next year, I think, of some spiritual evolvement, because I definitely, for you personally, feel a lot of that, okay? I hope that helps, and I hope you have a great year, and I hope you come back and share. I want to remind you also, you know, coming into the new year, we could be general and say out with the old, in with the new, and all of these other, but our lives at this point are no longer like that, you know? We choose to bring things forward with us to work on them more. We choose to release what it is we must release to do so, but we continue, you know, to, as we evolve and grow, we learn not to walk away from things so quickly or rashly or through assumption or self-preservation prediction, you know, this kind of thing. And so we learn to work with the energy. The temperance card says, you know, keep an open mind. Let the story unfold a little more before we jump the gun. What starts out as a negative experience can sometimes be the best thing that ever happened, and vice versa. So we know that we come into this new season ahead, this new year, bringing some of our best parts of self, and maybe some other parts need some work, and accepting that. So it doesn't have to be all, you know, smoke and mirrors. Oh, everything is going to be amazing because it's new year, new this, new that. We come in a very realistic way, and in a way that says, hey, you know what? We made it through another year. Now we're going to grow some more, and let's like get at it and welcome new things into your lives. The only thing you can expect to be consistent is change within yourselves, within the world. We've proven that to ourselves over the last few years. And now coming into this period of time, I have a good sense about it, okay? I miss you too, Tyler Hall. Lots of love. I'm so happy you're here. Maureen, you too. Hello, everybody sneaking in. And let's talk to Mary. I am so sorry. That damn RSV and pneumonia, she says. She thinks she's finally getting better. I was just having this conversation the last few days about it because it seems to come just hand in hand. It's not been so prevalent in all the years I can remember, or at least in the last three decades, we haven't seen this much of both. And so I'm so happy you're recovering. Let me just go ahead and refresh here and pull a card and see what we have. I can honestly say after this crazy season of this autumn, I'm so grateful. I can't wait to see the new ways also that you've learned to take care of yourselves, especially so many lung issues. I have never seen anything like it after COVID or post. We're still in COVID. I shouldn't say after COVID. I should say the height of COVID. In the big picture, I do, of course, feel and know you're getting better and better. I see you focusing this coming year on, I don't know if you're going to get interested in something of another culture. Your health is going to improve, no doubt about it. But there's going to be an interest in new things, exploring the world, so to speak, perhaps some international travel again. And I don't know why. I think I've seen or known of you to travel abroad, but I do feel this very much so. And your health will improve. Will have improved. I do feel you have to be staying safe and sound through the month of January, believe it or not. We're only early December, I'm giving you. And then by February, you know, as it just continue to intensify the self-care that you provide for yourself, okay? No slacking all through January. When the, hold on. Will we really think about, I don't think we've ever had to think about this much physical self-care, but we continue to over time. And I believe, Mary, you're going to do just really, really well. This coming spring is better than winter, but as long as you're, when the sun goes into Aquarius, later in January, I feel then you can, you know, kick back a little bit. But I do believe you're going to be cautious through the holidays and thereafter, okay? So CA has joined. Hi, CA. She says, oh, my God, I'm listening to Kat's show. Prepping for my show late last night, I wrote, are we looking in the rearview mirror instead of the windshield? Synchronicity. I love that. We are overdue for another chat. All right, that's great. Lots of love. I'm so happy you're here today. But it is so true. And I do believe we're experiencing some of this as well. Alishea, I want to come and talk to you. You are definitely in receipt of my prayers for your family. She says, good morning, all chatters of 1-2 Tribe, Jay and our leader, Kat. Okay, hi. Hi, everybody. It's been a few draining days. Don't know about my mom, and now my brother's liver has stopped functioning, so the toxins are in his blood, not even lucid. Ugh. Okay, I am so, so sorry for you, your loss, and for you know, there's a lot of I think the knowingness of these things when someone is transitioning, of course, that we love and we can't be there, or what I think everybody, his spirit knows you're there. So I think keep talking to him in that way, and you will be felt. And I'm so sorry, and I understand that you are going through such a traumatic time, but we're sending lots and lots of love to you, okay? Everybody here is. And I know it's never easy, but it's so much a part of our lives and our spirits. And sometimes I feel, being on this journey together, when we can't control somebody else's path or destiny, it's even harder for empaths. It's more challenging. Yes, we may have an understanding at the end of the day, but going through it can be quite traumatic. So my heart goes out to you, honey. I'm with us, and just know you're getting all the love in the room and beyond. Okay. All right, and I'll be in touch. Okay, thanks for being with us today. All right, Suzanne's joined us this morning. Good morning. She says, definitely feeling the need for more order and less chaos as she goes on. She's trying to settle into this new phase of life in retirement. Okay, let's take a peek. I feel like you're going to get into something different. And I am feeling the month of February, somebody said to me the other night. We're having all of these hilarious conversations between our spoken word here because my husband is so Southern with a drawl to the just to the T. And I am so Northern New York still, even though being in Florida more than almost three quarters of my life, right now, but we've been going through all of these conversations, and one of the words this week was the month of February. That who could say it, right? So we were going February. How do you say it? Say it out loud. So we're going through this on recording, and it's pretty hilarious. We have these voice recordings of our language differences, so. I do feel by then, and I decided to take it up with the Australians and just understand why they call it Feb. And so we're going to call it Feb for now, and just know that by then things will really start to change for you, Suzanne. You're going to be doing something different. Interestingly enough, I feel children or children's books or reading books. I don't know. There's something about youth. So I don't know if you're going to connect with a group who gets involved with this, or just get into an idea for a children's book, perhaps this type of thing. But this is what's flapping in the breeze at me right now. Let me just go ahead and take a look and pull a couple of cards. But I think you'll go do something. You're not the sit-at-home retired type. No. I don't think any of us are at this point, but I definitely feel our generation isn't going to sit still. Maybe I like the previous one, you know? Right, hold on now. I don't know if this makes any sense, but please, come back and share when you can. Let me just take a peek. Also going to take care of your health this year at a much higher capacity, meaning just some good self-care. I could see you getting into some interest around that as well. And I don't know why, but I don't know if you've taken up any of these things I'm mentioning, but I feel good. I don't know, I just feel good about you bringing in new things, okay? New interests. I don't know why these children in these books. I don't know if you're gonna read for children somewhere, maybe go somewhere and do this. It's definitely still coming through, so I hope that helps. Let me see what Kat has said. All right, Kat, thank you so much. I love that you're saying this. I'm definitely excited about your journey and the confirmation of your journey and why I was getting January and March. You know what's funny? I think that you have, Kat shared something about being patient, or maybe it's not time yet, feeling your timing. You know, where before I think we had to plow through so much and just said, okay, well, it's not right yet, but we're going to do it anyway. And then it becomes more challenging. And I had that argument with myself this week over postponing class up until the last minute because we're here 48 hours or 2 days away. And I was really hoping I would change my mind, but I just. You know, I spoke to a few people individually and I just went through this whole rigmarole about postponing, but I really don't want to do it in any other way besides the best way. And you as well. And I appreciate that. I respect it. I value you, and I'm sure many will as well. And I know you're on the right path. Okay. I love the timing of your decisions. And sometimes it's hard to live out that temperance card and be patient also, but that's basically what matters most is your inner peace and your knowingness that it doesn't have to be so difficult. And we don't have to really walk through quicksand to make it right, you know, or before we did, I don't know. So at least I'm sensing that for many of you here. And I hope that helps. All right. Let me see who's next. Mary, enjoy your time. I'm so happy you're getting away and thank you for that confirmation. I love that. Kat and Chris, I'm so excited that you're here this morning. And Carrie, hello. Rebecca, hello. I'm just seeing you all now. Thank you so much for joining. Let me see. Rebecca says she's still looking for a position. Let me take a look at you, Rebecca, okay? Let me go ahead I feel like I'm missing a few of you. Lori, good morning to you also. All right, here we go. There's something about next week as early as next week. I don't know if you have anything pending out there right now. And I see that you're disappointed, and I do feel that you've gone through a lot of transforming, and there is something coming through. You're almost there. You're 80% there. I do see a fervent wish coming, a seed that's all actually already been planted. So I feel that. And it may have been something that didn't come through before, or something, of course, that you've actually went after. Oh, has there been anything? And it's so interesting because I see training. I'm going to tell you what card's coming up, the Hermit energy. Is there a training? Is there a teaching? Is there a learning? Is there something you've been wishing for? I love the Hermit when I see that card, but it's definitely a bigger picture. So something is going to come, but what seeds have you planted before that can now bear fruit? That's what I'm thinking about. I'm actually looking into next week as early as next week. Okay. So you let me know and let us know what's happening and stay in touch. And I hope just hang in there. I know it's hard to maintain that hope when we haven't. We haven't really seen any positive movement. That when we get in this place, we have to remember, and I've been seeing a lot of this right now too. Things are happening instantly. Like we go from nothing to everything, or we go from no job to a job, or all of a sudden out of the blue, we're learning more and more over time that things can pop out of nowhere. And we forget in those moments where we lose hope as humans and in our humanness, we forget that something can take place in the next minute in our lives and everything then can change. And so I feel some of that. And I see it every day now. And sometimes, in that moment of not knowing, I call it not knowingness. We hate not knowing. We lose that faith or hope. And I do see that returning for you. And I also feel like you're on the right path. Okay. And please come back and share. All right. Let me see who is next. Laura is funny. Hi, good morning. It's nice to see you. She says she love a message around communication and she's in her home practicing detachment. I feel like you had to take a little bit of a step back if that makes any sense. I really do. I kind of feel like you had to be the hermit for a minute. And also the hierophant of your own existence, meaning maybe a little inner spiritual work, maybe growing in wisdom, understanding this kind of thing, learning to be patient with yourself and others. So maybe a little bit of emotional work, I would say. So when we do these things, we kind of retract or we pull away from others and we don't really see what's next. So it's almost like weeding your garden, tending to yourself and your space. I actually love that. And she said she's practicing detachment. I always say non-attachment sounds a little easier because it's hard to detach from everything. You know what I mean? Let me just say, hold on a minute. Let me see what's happening. Hibernation is the word that Suzanne just said, hibernating. Maybe Laura, I feel like you were hibernating too. Good word, thank you. Yeah, the world is like your oyster, is basically what it's like. What is next? Slow and steady wins the race. You're going to get on some kind of little game plan. And Honestly, they're showing that you have an ability right now. Maybe this will plant a little seed in your head. They're saying slow and steady wins the race. You have sheltered a bit, but at the same time, I actually feel like you're going to be, they're saying manifesting through meditation or, and you don't have to meditate sitting still. So through movement, for whatever that is, that's how your message is reading through. So you're definitely going to pick up some pace, I want to say within a month. I feel that it's okay that you have, retracted into yourself a little bit, working on some of these things, like you said, detachment, non-attachment. I don't know, I just feel like you're going to go into some serious new beginnings, but also have, as far as communication goes, again, meditation, through movement, though, not sitting still. I think it moves energy through you, and then there's better move, journeying it. Like you asked about the journey, you'll move a lot faster ahead. I feel like it's time for you. This is so lame, and I'm not trying to be lame, honey, when I'm talking to you, because it really is a clear, it's a clear, I can hear it, be with it. Just be with you, be with it, sit. It's like, I don't know, you're not supposed to be making any fast moves. That's how I feel. Except for walking, moving your physical body, getting onto that kind of kick. I don't know if any of this is making sense coming together. If you want to, please respond. I'd appreciate it. But I definitely believe that this is what you're supposed to be doing. Anything that has proved to be a challenge, you get to the other side. You really, really do. If there's any argument or disappointment with any people, as challenging as it's going to be, it's like winning the war or conquering the battle. That's how I feel. And sometimes we have to conquer battles within ourselves, right? And it's probably more challenging than not, but I also feel like you're really on a good road. All right. And non-attachment, detachment, staying in your own power. I'm getting a little family energy, older family member. I don't know if that's taking place with you or not, but I feel a little bit of that. You're gonna smooth things over in a period of 5 weeks, and I do hope that helps, okay? All right, let's see who's next. I could tell the silliness is arriving. Let me just see who's jumping at me. Suzanne, thank you for that. Okay, Dragon. Hi, Kay. Good morning. I'm just seeing you now. I'm so excited that you're here. Kay is a one to listen psychic advisor, as you all know. Okay. Also, Lori says she's felt a lot of releasing and huge shifts the last few days. I agree with that. I think it is bubbling. I think it went from a more intensified cycle to a little bit, it feels a little lighter, or it feels a little more bubbly. Chris says something interesting, and she says she's surrendering to uncertainty and finding amusement in confusion. F it, she says. That is so very up right now. It really, really is. And I feel confident that that's a really good attitude. There is no doubt in my mind. I just feel like, when you have challenge or stress, We have so many choices that we can take with it, you know? How we're going to manage it, how are we going to handle it? Are we not going to manage it? I think not managing it sounds good. But I mean that as far as like a micromanaging thing. So your attitude is great. I feel like you're coming into the right place. You know, the best things come out of the most amazing and confusing times. And so I do believe that you're going to land finding that amusement in a much better place at the end of the day. And I feel you're going to have some shifts in 2 weeks too. Okay, that'll be really good. I'm very excited about that. All right, so Laura says in 5 weeks it's her birthday, and thank you for that, and I love that. Rediscovering yourself is a good thing, okay? And I do hope that helps. Yeah, a new you kind of energy. I think sometimes when we have peace and calm, how many of you feel uncomfortable when it's calm? Or there's really nothing major going on, or there's less drama, or, I mean, human nature does that sometimes. We have enough to look at in the great big world we live, you know, to feed ourselves a little bit of that drama. But at the same time, and so much tragedy through these last couple years, but keeping some humor in our own lives really does help. And looking at the glass, sometimes we don't want to look at the glass half full. It's like, I'll dump it on your head, you know? But we have to remind ourselves that it's okay to do that. And sometimes getting through silly things is a lot easier, keeping that humor. So I love that. All right, let me see who... How many of you learned how to, I think sometimes functioning in confusion is easier, right? Because we've been so programmed to move with it. And it's more challenging looking for trouble when it's peace, it's peace and calm. All right, let me look one more time. Let's do something different. All right. I am excited about the intuition hour, and I do want to bring more intuition to you, of course, through the new year. I'm going to keep the new name. I've been kind of vibing with it a little bit. It's been a really long time being with all of you with the Psychic Cat Show, but prior to that, we were Cat on a Mission, and I think in 2024, we're gonna keep it and hopefully bring some intuitive skills or reminders of certain things we could do to boost our own intuitive parts of ourselves in so many different unique and fun ways. And I really feel excited about that coming into a new year. Let's just take one more look. Joni, I'm just noticing you now. So she says she stepped away from a job and she gets to see. All right. I feel like 4 weeks for you also. I don't think it's time yet, but it's something you've thought about in the past that you're definitely going to go back to. So start, I think, with a little research. Your intuition is already on top of it, actually. You have a feeling about something, follow through on the feeling, okay? I love that. All right, everybody, I can't believe it's time to go. I am so grateful to be with all of you live today. I'm really looking forward to this season and being with all of you so very much. I know many of you know and love her, but if you have not yet listened, please tune in to the amazing C.A. Brooks coming up next on Everyday Astrology. And thank you, Jay, for being our producer today. Everyone, have such a great week, and I'll see you soon. And don't forget, class is going to be on December 14th. We have about 9 days to prepare. I'll be really, really excited to be with you in the very best possible way. Okay? Bye, everybody. Take care now.